In Focus is next.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, also County Administrator Robert Reese, and Jared Barnes not able to make it in after all. I know the State Fire Marshal's office is at the scene of that fire now, and I'm sure he's working with them. 537-1350, if you do have questions or comments, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know both of you were actually at the scene of that fire this morning on Stewart Farm Road, I think close. It was in St. George Township, now you tell me, Robert.
That's correct.
And I know you're a little limited because State Fire Marshal's taken it over, but what can you tell us about the scene and how the response?
Well, we had probably 10 units on scene from about five or six different stations across the South County, and probably 20-plus volunteer firefighters there as well. Had a very good response, they got called out probably around that 4:30, 4:20 time frame. Still on the scene, and State Fire Marshal has arrived and continuing with their investigation.
I think Jared had told me earlier this morning the first call went out about 3:45, actually, too. So, okay. And I know that he did mention there was one occupant that is unaccounted for. You probably can't say much about that, but...
Yeah, you know, all I can tell you is that the State Fire Marshal is there, is on the scene, and they're going through their investigative process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, Pat, I know you were on the scene, too, and you know, some people may not realize, as County Commission Chair, you sometimes do get called out to things of this nature.
Well, on things like this, you know, I most time get a call, but there's been a number of them that I don't know. I'm not an ambulance chaser or anything like that, but... You know, where I live, if there's some commotion heading north or south, I kind of keep tabs on what's going on and just to see how the operations go. I mean, I don't go out there and direct any traffic or anything or, you know, do anything, but just watch and, you know, kind of see how everything works and just make sure everything is kind of running. You know, not that I could say anything or I would say anything.
Right.
But, you know, see how the fire supervisor's doing. And I'll tell you what, the volunteer firemen, they are about the most underrated and underpaid people there are. I mean, I spent about an hour out there this morning, and I had a chance to, you know, put on a good coat and, you know, gloves and everything like that. And these guys, I was out there for an hour and was freezing, and these guys had been, you know, 2 or 3 hours out there with water and everything else, And they don't get paid a whole heck of a lot, but I sure appreciate the work that they do.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Yeah. I was just curious, does the road and bridge guy, does he go out and drive the county roads on a fairly regular basis? Because there's a couple, like, north of Lake Elbow on Lake Elbow Road on the gravel part. The county did some work on the road. They raised the road bed, and... It's been, I haven't driven it for a couple of weeks, but it's been really rough. I mean, like 15-mile-an-hour top speed rough. And then on Carnahan Creek Road, they attempted to patch an approach to a bridge, the one going over Carnahan Creek, and did not do a good job on it. They threw a little cold mix in the approach, and that's it, and still extremely rough. Is there somebody not driving around checking up on these things?
And I don't know, Robert, did you want to address that?
Sure. Yes, he does go out and monitor, and as well as some of the road supervisors as well. I know one of the things that they've had a challenge with, as well as other public works departments across the state, is such dryness and able to work the roads properly without the proper amount of moisture. So, in essence, I think in some of the issues, you're seeing the results of some of the dryness in addition to... some of the road repair that was done, it's just not been as conducive as possible. And I know they are working on the monitoring the one up there around the Lake Elbow quite a bit, just making sure that they can, you know, keep that after their work they've done, keep that in a condition that is conducive for some decent speed and travel there.
Pat, any more
to add? Putting that fill in on Lake Elbow, that that first section road they did, they put in, I don't know how much they put in, a foot, foot and a half of dirt. They never even had a roller on it.
Yeah.
They finally brought a roller in as they moved south, but, I mean, they didn't even put it in right, and that's the part of the road that's the roughest, and they just seem like they're not keeping an eye on it and keeping it, you know, they need to keep that blader shut. They could bear down a little bit on the roads and, you know, peel some of the potholes off and relay it or something. Mm-hmm. I realize it's dry, and I know it doesn't stick, but they could be making a little more effort than what they are.
Okay. Well, and they have monitored it. I mean, I'm well aware of that situation. I've had a call or two on it, and, you know, whenever you do a foot and a half fill like that, it just takes a little bit to, you know, to work that in. And we've had over there on Vineyard Road where we did a project and finished it up a month or two ago that, you know, you're gonna end up with some areas that, you know, didn't quite pan out the way that you wanted them to. There might have been a little bit of difference on the subgrade that they were building on, and but yes, it's been monitored, and they are aware of, you know, what's going on there.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 537-1350, and that, you know, when it comes to roads, and I know we've said this countless times, Robert, the amount of miles of roads that Pottawatomie County has is pretty extensive.
It really is, and this year they've really went around to try and identify specific areas of attention that's been needed. And you'll see them picking that up as well next year in terms of replacement of culverts and those types of things. I know they're being aggressive in that direction and some of our smaller bridge structures. So, you know, as you stated, we've got an awful lot of miles, an awful lot of structures to take care of, and those are being focused on. Yeah.
And well, go ahead, Pat.
They're dealing with these. They came up with a I don't know, a Project Pro type situation on a computer that, you know, when people call in, they automatically put some, you know, on this list of things that need to be done. And they observe this list, you know, and take it kind of, you know, unless there's a real bad spot. But they're doing better identifying a lot of these areas and, you know, answering, trying to get a little quicker response on some of these problems. And I think they're doing a pretty decent job, all in all.
While we're on the subject of roads, and appreciate the call on that, but we were going to take a look at the year and some of the highlights of the year. And let's face it, a lot of road projects in Pottawatomie County this year. I don't know if you want to lead off Pat or Robert, one of the two, but I would think that would be one of the highlights of the year for Pottawatomie County.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work, you know, not only this year, but years in the past. It just takes a lot, you know. I mean, I think there's over 1,100 miles of roads in the county, pretty yeah. close to that. And, you know, it's just a major task to try to keep everything, you know, up and on par where, you know, people are happy. And, you know, that's the big concern here is trying to keep people happy with what they've got. And, you know, you have that many miles of roads. And I'm just going to say that, you know, I think the county does a very good job. And there's going to be areas that creep up that, you know, are going to have some problems. That's, you know, if they didn't have any problems, we wouldn't have a road and bridge crew. So it's, I think, all in all, they do a pretty decent job.
Maybe some of the major projects this year, Robert, that you can think of. And I know you've been at a fire all morning, so you probably don't have everything written down in front of you, but just off the top of your head.
You know, I know that they've done some work up in East County around the Onega area, actually on the Onega Road, if I remember correctly. I know they've been doing some work on Vineyard Road, that they're getting ready to do some major paving on that. You're aware of all the other subdivisions that we're orchestrating, both in the Public Works Department and our office, and then, you know, the normal bridge replacements. Pat, I don't know how many bridges bridge replacements that we did this year.
Two or three, I know for a fact, and then we had a couple that FEMA was supposed to be helping us out with, and they drug their feet on funding due to all the hurricane damage and that type deal, and I think we're finally getting those started. But, you know, all in all, I'm trying to think of how many miles we major overlay project from Waumego to Swamp Angel Road on Old Military Trail. I think it was 9 or 10 miles of overlay. And
yeah, I believe we had a little more than 12 miles of overlayment projects across the county and probably slated for another 10 or 11. I saw the preview to that a couple weeks ago in terms of our asphalt overlay project. So things are still in the making as far as for 18, and they just continue on as long as the weather will allow them to on the road issues.
And I also think that we had 30 to 40 miles of chip and seal.
Yes, yeah.
That we did. And whenever you do a chip and seal project, it's not only chip and seal, but you've got to go back and reline it, remark it. You know, and so, you know, just one aspect of the project, you've got three or four major ones that actually you're dealing with, you know, during the chip and seal process and the overlay. So
we have another phone call. Let's go ahead and take a call, and welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Well, your guys did a great job there on the ditch at Military Trail and Swamp Angel Road. But where do we call into to tell you about the problems? You got a phone number or something?
Well, you can do it one of two ways, either log online to the county website in the Public Works department, and they will track it there, or you can call the Public Works department directly, and then they will go ahead and add that to their watch list, if you will, in terms of them going out and sending somebody out to determine what needs to be done and so forth. So you can get a hold of them up there at the Public Works Department.
Okay, but I still don't know the number. For instance, I'd be wanting to call you for the school buses going through Hopkins Creek Road and Elijah Road intersection. You can't see either direction, and there's no stop signs there to see if anybody's sailing down through there, even though the speed limit's supposed to be 45 miles an hour. Nobody knows that.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and relay that phone number a little bit later on in the program, if that's okay.
Now, every day that road that they were talking about being so rough, the lake road, is being improved, really is. And they even have signs up there that warn you to expect, if you're over speeding, that this is going to be a real rough road. And I've noticed that every day when I go down that road, it improves, and so they're doing good. With you fire guys, the neighbor had a fire one day, and we're sitting in the picture window watching, and when all that there is between your neighbor's house and you is that fireman's back, I'll tell you what, you certainly get a sudden appreciation of that fireman. And you know, they were up there on that ladder when they had that backflash when the end of the building blows out.
Yeah.
And we watched them slide down that ladder with their feet on the outside of the rungs all the way down to the ground, you know, and everybody come running. It's a wonderful, there's no way you can thank the guys for risking themselves when we're sitting over there in the picture window watching the fire, you know, and appreciating. You forget to tell them thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you
so
for the comment.
For having the guys out there.
I do appreciate that. Yeah. I think you found the phone number, too.
That's correct. You know, with these phones that are smarter than you nowadays, you rely on those without memorizing those phone numbers. But anyway, the phone number is 785-457-3631. Alrighty.
Very good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. It's now about 9:20, and again, we have with us Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, Administrator Robert Reese, and 537-1350. Speaking of phone numbers, if you'd like to call in this morning, already had a couple of calls. We always appreciate those. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.